Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Hey, you're in the right place to be. That was the extended, extra long ride out pack gym intro because it's about that time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ilovedownsouth.com. This is Miss Latoya Bird, and I'm so happy to join you tonight, to be on the line tonight. We were under the weather with the flu. I have not had the flu in a gazillion years. So I'm happy to be back on the show and even more happy to share with you all the different things that have been going on since our last show. So go ahead, take a minute to text a friend, ilovedownsouth.com. Tell them to get their butt on the line, call in, because we have an amazing show, all right? And, because it's all that. Like I always say, in the words of Andre 3000, the South got something to say, even though he was talking about, you know, like, oh, South and rap and everything. I'm talking about little old, big old down South Florida, Coconut Grove on down. I think that there is a unique dynamic element of down South, and that's why I love down South. So with that being said, good news is happening in the midst of bad news. There's been killings and suicide murders and so many, you name it, that have been going on in our communities. We're suffering heavily from mental and emotional imbalances, and you can see the direct correlation with what's going on in the community, in our families, and in our homes. So with that being said, there's also the divine injustice. As those injustices happen in our community, there are a few, but more than you think, that are coming together, businesses as well as nonprofit organizations, and just people with big hearts to do the good work in the community. They're coming together and they're taking those injustices and they're exposing them. They're bringing awareness. They're talking about the issues. They're changing the issues. You know, because talk is one thing. And then, you know, talking and marching may be one thing, but handling a obstacle and a problem on a, that is multifaceted, you know, handling a problem that is super big, you have to counteract that with a multifaceted approach. All right. And so that's what I experienced. That's what I've seen in the news, in the media, in the community, in the midst of all of these things happening. So although there's bad news, we know how to turn that negative injustice into a divine injustice and make sure that we position ourselves to elevate from that. All right. So good news. So good news, Ghouls, is preparing for their next issue, and they're really happy with some of the partnerships that they've been making in the community. And so I'm just asking you to look out for that issue. Check us out at goodnewsghouls.com. We are partnered, as you know, with Pink Hearts, Inc. We've partnered with PHP Agency. We're just doing a couple of different things. Shout out to T'Andre's Treasure Chest, who is doing her thing out there in the community. So much more. So many different groups. So much more is being done on the terms of change in our community. So I'm happy to see, you know, stamps of approval from Good News with what's going on out there. All right, so this week we had an opportunity. Actually, we just left an event with Pink Hearts, Inc. They did their meet and greet there at the Jackson South Community Center community room, and it was amazing. So those of you that are out there who are, you know, want to do something and want to get involved, find an organization or a business in your local area and just be that for them. Support is everything, guys. So if you know anybody out there fighting cancer or a cancer survivor and needs some additional support, reach out to Pink Heart Inc. You can go to their website, and you can also find them on all social media platforms, and that's with Miss Kenesha Gummer McCombs. All right? So what's next? What's up with tonight's show? How can I put it? There's some masterminding that needs to take place here in the down south area. And I felt that way for a while because I'll run into, you know, gems here and there, you know, and we always talk about diamonds in the rough. No, down south has a lot of gems. And I'll run into them here and there, and it's like, wow, how can we get us connected? And I think about my consulting company, PNC Consulting Firm, which further network with you. So as I, you know, go throughout the community and I'm finding these other gems twinkling and sparkling, you know, I'm like, what can I do to help them shine? What can I do to support them? And that's exactly what happened this past week. I've ran into so many different organizations, and I need to give some shout-outs to a couple of them before we bring our special guest on tonight, okay? And he was a part of the gems that I met this week. So shouts out to One Voice Community Coalition, on which I'm a member of. They do so much in the community pertaining to substance abuse awareness and prevention, and they really show up and show out. And I like that they're structured and technical in the aspect of collecting data, the numbers, and knowing, you know, what's going on in this demographic in this area, and then applying the services in that area to address the issue. So I like the way they handle business. And they are a main source of networking, you hear me? So shouts out to West Care. Shouts out to who is this? Hope for Miami. Hope for Miami also partnered with Palm Glades. Like, it's just so much networking going on right now. Like, there's no excuse for you to have an unmet need of service right now, because there's so many people in the community. You have Life Point Church, you have Miami-Dade Schools, Southridge, the local police department, the parks, Mehur, I'm saying that wrong. But you got Good News Schools, you got drug-free communities, you got so many things going on that you got to get on that wave. You got to get on this frequency. And I also met with Miss Daniela. Miss Daniela is a part of a local nonprofit organization, but they're not just a nonprofit organization. It's called Florida Community Development Legal, all right? And they provide free legal services to small businesses and nonprofit organizations. That's huge because we got all these nonprofits popping up and they don't understand the legality of what it is that they're doing. So we found a nonprofit law firm pretty much that is going to provide free legal services to small businesses and nonprofits in our community. And, you know, I'm just popping my collar because, you know, they were like, LaToya, we know you know a lot of people. Can you hook us up? Who can we help? Who can we help in the community? And, you know, I had to raise my hand first. So put your legal house in order. Put your paperwork together. Get that all squared away. If you've been praying for a legal team, boom, you just got one. If you need to get in contact with me, you guys know how to find me. My information is in the show description. Just give me a call. So that was huge, all right? Now, at this same event, I met a gem who was rocking an amethyst, y'all. Amethyst? You don't know amethyst? That's my stone, you know what I'm saying? So he was rocking an amethyst. And, you know, I'm just fired up sharing, you know, this vision that I had the night before, you know, to put together a holistic wellness event, a holistic wellness fair or community event to address the mental and emotional issues in our community. And as I'm, you know, on my little soapbox because I'm mad and so passionate right now in that moment, you know, they tell me, oh, you need to talk to this gentleman. Oh, you need to talk to him. Oh, he's doing this, he's doing that. And I'm like, I just turn around, I'm like, yep, shook his hand. Family, I hope you like me because I am looking forward to working with you. You have to know how to give respect and recognize greatness when you see it. So for those of you that don't know how to do that, when you're impressed with something, that's an indicator. That's the indicator that that's someone that you need to support and find out more about. So that's why we're here tonight, because I recognize him as a mastermind. And why? Because of the platform that he has. All right? And so I keep talking about this person. All right? And we're here tonight to free our minds. Why? Because we have the founder of Family Dreams Fitness LLC, Mr. Casey Render, who's going to be coming on the line shortly to share with us what in the world is he doing to help people free their minds. So hold on, let me get myself together so we can bring on the special guest. I'm having some technical advantages, that's what I'm going to call it. So can you all help me welcome our very own special guest, Mr. ACSM Certified Exercise Physiologist, Mr. Casey Render. Are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we Hello? Can. Peace and blessings. How are you?
Good, and you?
Listen, I'm phenomenal. I'm excited that you're on the call. I'm excited that you had a vision that materialized. I'm excited that you even had time to be on the show. I'm excited that you're from down south. Like, so we're going to get right into it. Tell us about Family Dreams Fitness. What is that, and what should the community know about Family Dreams Fitness?
Family Dreams Fitness is a health and wellness company. It started off as a personal training company. Me and my cousin, Terrence Wembley, we were big on sports, and we both wanted to play college basketball. And we said that if we didn't play college basketball, we'll help another kid make it to that dream. So I went to UCF for sport and exercise science to become a strength and conditioning coach so we can follow that dream. And when I got there, I was doing the whole strength and conditioning route, and I realized that I wanted to do more than just train athletes. So I decided, let me do fitness as well. So I changed the business name. We already had a name, and this was like 2011, as Family Dreams Athletics. But since we were doing more than just athletes, I changed it to Family Dreams Fitness. I started my business in Orlando, ended up bringing it back to Miami. And the whole goal is just for people, fitness, being healthy and positive is way more than just the fitness and the physical aspect. Because, yeah, you can have the muscles, you can get strong, but if your mental health isn't there, it wouldn't mean anything. So I wanted to create a platform, which is the Family Dreams Fitness website, that would I wanted to have a place for people to go to become more healthy and positive. So on the website, there's a free workout of the day. There's free healthy meals of the day. There's a inspiring quote of the day.
I gotta chime in. Wait, you can't do that part yet, because that's the dope. Like, that's the dopest part. Like that is the citrine, amethyst, and crystal quartz right there. I need you to hold on. So, you had a passion for, you know, for fitness and working with the community, working with the community and all in the entire spectrum. So my thing is, what happened with you personally that this, like, is your purpose? What happened to make that wake up in you?
As far as the fitness, I've always been an athlete, so being in shape on that level has always been a passion of mine. But the fitness is just my entrance into people's minds, because it's way bigger than the fitness. I just genuinely love helping people and seeing people smile. My father was a juvenile detention officer. Well, he is a juvenile detention officer, so he works with children who are in trouble. They're not bad people, but just have bad circumstances. My mom was a nurse for over 30 years or over 25 years. My grandmas, they were always good people. So I'm around genuinely good energy, and I wanted a career that I can pretty much, like, reflect that. And fitness is just a way for me to do that. It's just my door into people's lives. And right now it's a big fad, but right now the physical aspect is a fad, and now the vegan food is a fad, but it's way bigger than just those two basic concepts. So my goal is just to keep on expanding that boundary.
I heard that. I heard him throw a little shots out there. He said fad. Did y'all catch that? He said the little fads. But the bigger picture of what he's saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that there's always a bigger and a deeper component of why you're doing what you're doing. And so in our health walk, if we know we need to improve, we need to do it, like I mentioned that word earlier, in a multifaceted way. And so it's not just about, you know, watching what you eat. It's also about watching what you listen to, watching how you feel. And so me, with my journey, those of you that know, losing 80 pounds in 80 days and being forced into a militant vegan lifestyle in an effort to save my life, that opens your eyes to so much more. And so for those of you that are listening, if you're looking for an opportunity to transform, you have a source right now. You have a source on the line, a company on the line that understands those components and can bring that that can help you materialize that and manifest the optimum health that you are looking for, and then health in all areas. And so I think the holistic approach and looking at things holistically, to me, is the status quo. That needs to be the status quo, and it doesn't need to be a fad. And I can, you know, look back when I was younger, learning about the hippies and all of these things that they're doing and this and that, and I can see now what you mean when you say this is, you know, a fad, because now everybody's on this wagon, but a few people are on, you know, the jet. They get it. You know, the people on the wagon fall off. When you in your own jet, you're getting there. So I encourage people who have thought about, you know, oh, I want to improve my health. I want to do this. I want to work out more. I want to do this. You have to look for the village in your community. And right now, that's what FDF is all about. And so can you tell them, the listeners, what they can expect if they are a client of yours? Do you have clients? Do you have members? How does it work?
As far as clients, I'm a mobile exercise physiologist, so I travel to my clients all the way up until Broward. And what they should expect is I will give an assessment, an evaluation, learning your health history. Well, we have to first start off with a doctor's approval. I have to make sure your doctor says that you're to do exercise. But I'll see where your weaknesses are. I was a physical therapy technician for 2 years before I became an exercise physiologist. So I have a pretty strong understanding of injuries and preventative measures so that if you are injured, you don't get injured even more. Or if you're not injured, how to prevent injuries. And after the first assessment, I'll create a plan for you and we'll go through that. I'll be there every step of the way. And if things go wrong, then we'll switch up the plan. It's all based on your specific body. And as far as eating habits, I like to go to my clients' homes because then I get to see how they live. I get to see your refrigerator. I get to see how your home is set up. Sometimes I'm an energy guy. So if there's a lot of clutter, then that usually translates to being a lot of clutter in your mind. So I like to help with organization in the home.
Hello.
There's a lot
I'm sorry.
There's so many things that are affecting our lives that are not just the weight. Because the weight, anybody can go on YouTube and lift weights. Anybody can learn that type of stuff. There's so many trainers that aren't even technically certified, and people are so quick to jumping on, there's a trainer, but they don't even do their research into the trainer or know if they're qualified to train you.
And that's the fad part. That's the part
that's
the fad.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot. And then there's a lot of things where these trainers, they and this is not a bashing session, but it's just an informative session so that people are more aware of what they're getting themselves into. But there's so many trainers that they have their brands, they have their clothing, but do you really know where did they get their certification from? Did they get the education to back up what they're telling you? Because just as well as you can go on YouTube and look up workouts, that your trainer can go on YouTube, look up workouts, and then give it to you as if they know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with Family Dreams Fitness is everything that's a part of it is qualified by multiple professionals, not just myself. I have mentors who are physical therapists. I have mentors who are doctors that verify what I'm doing. And when I train you, I always let my clients know that this isn't overnight. It may have taken you 10 or 15 years to get out of shape or obese or unhealthy, so it's going to take some time for you to reverse that. But when you do reverse it, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Did you just say, when you reverse it, it's worth it? For the Oh, I'm sorry. So exactly, ladies and gentlemen. So I hear a lot because we come from the same frequency in regards to transformation. So when you're having a transformation of any kind, however I experienced a major health transformation, you realize that being an informed consumer can save your life. And that goes across the board. And so whether you're being an informed consumer about something that you're putting in your body, something that you're putting on your body, you also have to be an informed consumer about who you let interact with you, who you let influence you, who you're getting your information from. And so this is how you elevate and begin to change and to transform from your the old you into the better you. So we're encouraging you, you know, to give an acid test to the people who I'm not bashing either, but they may be in Herbalife and now automatically they're a trainer.
Exactly.
You know, so you get what I'm saying? I'm not talking down on anybody's side hustle. And I'm even talking to myself, and I always let my clients know I am not a nutritionist. I am not a doctor. I am a person who successfully lost 80 pounds in 80 days, and I understand there was a formula to my transformation. because I had a mind, body, and soul transformation. So I always make that clear. And then I refer mm-hmm. them to professionals in the community. And so I'm happy with Mr. Casey because I can now refer people directly to him. And you have to guard your life. You have to guard the quality of your life. And that's the message that I hear. And I'm feeling excited because I know that I can use some of your services. And to families and business, especially business owners and entrepreneurs and activists, we don't take mm-hmm. care of ourselves as much as we think we do. And so we need that outside support. So sometimes we're so independent, we feel like we can do everything, and we don't need the license practitioner or the certified trainer or coach or so on and so forth, but we do. And so down south, the mastermind right now, I'm going to allow Casey to go ahead and talk to you about his mastermind collaboration and his website with this platform because y'all not ready to hear about all that's already going on and definitely being introduced to me, man. This networking thing about to that's all I can say in that regard. But I'm going to be quiet, and I want you to share with us the DNA of your mastermind when it comes to collaboration, because that's what I heard when I met you, when I first met you. And I was like, whoa, how can I be down? Because this just makes too much sense. So if you could, for us, unleash the dopeness as it relates to your website and what they can find and how your collaborations not only serve the business but will serve the community.
To start, well, the website, my idea, I saw where the health industry or the fitness industry was headed, and I knew that there was going to be a huge wave of new trainers popping up, and I knew that was coming. So I always thought of ways to pretty much expand and push the boundaries. And with the Family Dreams Fitness website, it's a one-stop spot for you to be healthy and positive. So if you're going through anything in life and you want to become more healthy or more positive, you just go on that website, and there's a healthy, inspiring quote of the day. Every day it's changed. There's a free workout, body weight workout. Every day there's three different levels, beginner, medium, and expert. There's healthy meals. They're either vegetarian or vegan, because a lot of things, when people say they want to eat healthy, they just don't know what to eat or they think it's too expensive. On a website, every day there's a different meal that's healthy and it's cost-friendly. Then there's inspiring videos. There's healthy documentaries, so you get to learn what food you're eating. You're learning about the environment. There's healthy products of the week, because it's more than just the fitness. It's more than the food. The sprays that you spray on yourself, there's chemicals in it that harms your body, that causes cancer. There's the gemstone of the week for those who are into energy and the stones. There's also, I have an FDF life section, where it pretty much represents the Family Dreams Fitness lifestyle. On there, that's how I incorporate the community. Everything that I do is community-based, so if anybody wanted to put their healthy meals, if there's a chef or a nutritionist that wants to put their meals on the website, they can do that. I have artist of the week, because what you listen to, like you referred to earlier, is a part of your health. If you're constantly listening to negative music, violent music, cursing, you're going to fall victim to that, because that's all you're listening to. So there's healthy music. On the FDF Life section, I have healthy articles that teaches you the benefits of why you should have a clean house, or the importance of having a strong team, just things of everyday life that just helps you stay on the right track or motivate you. Then I have a music section within that same thing, because what you listen to. But with the music section, I get permission from a lot of local artists in Miami, the ones that I feel represent the Family Dreams Fitness motto. And I put all of their music and their videos on the website, and it's a community within the website. So every month or every 2 months, I'll have a showcase, a musical showcase, and the artists from the website, they're rapping in front of the community. I also have an art section, because art is a part of, like, your health, and they have local artists on the, like, painters on the website. I have short films on there from local directors, videographers. And I also have a section for Listen to the Kids because I'm partnered with a nonprofit, the Elijah Network, and we're going to be working on a lot of things in the community with kids who underprivileged children who need a voice, because that's the biggest thing in this world, especially with the suicide rates going up. There's a lot of people who feel like they don't have a voice. And my whole goal with the website is to give the community a platform to be themselves, to be free, to be healthy, to be positive. Like, it's not, there's nothing wrong with being healthy and positive. Like, there's nothing, it's cool to be a nerd. It's cool to want to learn more information. So I want the website to represent the community, the potential for the community.
Man, I'm blown away. And if you, first of all, I got to pull up the studio really quick to see if there are any callers. But I'm just smiling and cheesing from ear to ear because I'm hearing the solution. I'm hearing a reflection from those gyms that are in the community doing things. I see that reflection in what you're doing, and it feels pretty damn good to know that there's a network of gyms out there, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And even with the Elijah Network and working with those kids, I have another nonprofit organization that focuses on entertainment and educational studio. And he has a portable studio that can go anywhere. He can record on the spot. He teaches sound engineering and producing and everything on the spot. And kids record right there. And it's tied to also Miami-Dade Public Schools. The two schools that I work for have recorded a track, No Beef, No Violence. Of course, you guys know about my campaign, What's Bigger Than Beef? Beef is mental and emotional imbalances that lead to violent thoughts, actions, and lives, as well as communities. And if we don't address those things, what's more important isn't really important. So that's why I asked the question, what's bigger than beef? Because if we know what's so important, we'll fight hard to protect it. We'll fight hard to remember that this is important before I make a reaction. My health is important. Fitness is important. How I feel is important. So before I pop off on so-and-so, I'm going to think about what's more important, you know, before a reaction can take me away from all those things. So I hear so much healing on the line. I think I don't know how you feel about this phrase because you said fat earlier, but I think you're like officially woke. It's apparent, it's obvious. And back in the day, we used to say dropping science, and that's exactly what's happening and taking place. And so we want to drop science pretty much any and everywhere because there's an art and a science to healing, and we want our community to be able to embrace that and really make it their own, because we need big mamas and we need abuelas to black bean and collard green, the healthy collard green, our issues in the community, and that only happens when we come together and share creative space and share resources. And so that's why your platform, that's why I called it the mastermind. And shout out to Napoleon Hill, that's my homie. Think and Grow Rich, Think and Grow Your Own Food by LaToya Bird. So, so right now, what is up next? Who are you looking to connect with next? Do you have any upcoming events going on, and anything along those lines?
Right now, next, I'm looking for more nonprofits geared towards kids in the community, just to brainstorm on ways to keep on uplifting the community, ways to just show the kids that anything is possible. I started off as one person. Now I have a team of over 50 supporters through the website. I've gotten inside of doors that I've never thought imaginable just because by stay in school, follow your dreams. Like that, it may sound cliche, but it's extremely real. And I just want to network with a lot of people whose their focus is just giving people a voice, having people have a voice, because I've lost someone close to me over a suicide. And it's just when you don't have a voice, a lot of that can affect your mental, like your mental abilities, and you can have everybody breaks. So I just want to try to prevent as many people from breaking as possible. So anybody along those lines. As far as events, I'm in the process of planning a few events with a venue in Wynwood called Renee's Wynwood. And then I'm also re-releasing my book that I wrote in college called BWPE, A Conversation with Yourself. It's called Blind with Perfect Eyes, A Conversation with Yourself. It just represents that we're all blind until we start realizing that all we have to do is just open our eyes and see clearly, like, our life. We can make it whatever we want. We just have to stay focused.
Guys, you have to check out that book. It's the basis. It's the root of wokeness. And for those of you that are woke, you know that experience that you may have, you know, after truths may be revealed, that feeling of, oh, no, they didn't. What? And that puts you, my master teacher, I met my master teacher in 2010, and so many things, I learned so many things. And it seemed like he was happy to see my reaction, like my jaw dropped and everything. And I was like, so that's what you live for? You live for this, you know, wow factor that I'm just completely, you know, wowed in, but I'm upset. And so I feel that based off the information you sent me, I feel like the book will help those who have, you know, been enlightened to new information and how to process it and what to do with it and how to use it as a tool and not just be so stuck and now you mad at the system or whoever, the white man or whatever, right? or whatever, the Galactic Federation, whatever. You might be mad and confused. However, it's all just information. And the good book says we perish for lack of knowledge. So it's time for us to get our knowledge up. It's time for us to learn and share all at the same time. And that's also what I love about your platform, is that people can go there for a resource. They can go there for a solution. And that's why you are officially stamped with good news, because you celebrate and create good news in our community. And so we want to thank you for having for being on the show and having the time for us. And so, but before we go, you know what I'm saying, we got a few callers. We want to open up the line and find out a couple things. So callers, don't be scared. Last four digits, 2977. Thanks for chiming in. You on the I Love Down South show. How are you? Hello, hello, hello. Last four digits, 2977. Going once, going twice. All right, we'll see you at Goose Park. Get out. So we have another caller, last four digits, 1056. Thanks for chiming in to the I Love Down South show. State your name and where you're calling from.
Name's Tyree Carter, calling from Tampa, Florida.
hold on. Let me get the listening audience, my mechanical listening audience. Give it up. Yo, thanks for calling in. It sounds like you're a supporter.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I've been, you know, supporting, you know, FDF and the whole movement from the beginning, closely witnessed its changing effects on the community and how it continues to change the community and to myself and my family. So everything, you know, from his book to what he's promoting, you know, promoting with the kids and just his mindset on how he's trying to change not only just down south, but bigger, just, you know, from the community to the state to the nation to the world kind of thing. I really see the work that you've been putting in, and it is inspiring.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Thanks for calling in and sharing. So you all known each other for quite some time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. From college days?
10th grade.
Or
like,
what?
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah, high school. Ninth,
oh, so you
ninth,
you the big homie. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so in regards to consciousness, What was it like? Did you all arrive at this, you know, level of understanding around the same time, or who did it happen to first?
It was definitely him first. I was a whole different kind of way. He's more so like the pioneer on it that, you know, it's getting all those around him involved kind of thing.
Okay, because sometimes when a person is going through that awakening, i.e. woke, for those of you that don't know what that mean out there, you know, I just drop a little jewel on you. in regards to your awakening, did you get from family members and friends?
Well, from my family members, they are on their same track mine, you know. With friends wise, I definitely saw the change. Not even me, but another close friend of ours, actually a couple close friends of ours that are in different states and whatnot. And I know personally, I mean, I know before I try to, you know, be woke, you know, go on the right path and be cognizant of things that are going on. But now that he's, you know, really doing it on a grand scale and really making it happen, I personally, you know, look into different stuff more, where I could be like, okay, that's now I'm seeing the with a different kind of eye. I could see different situations with a different kind of eye and be a better person, not just saying something, but, you know, doing it. Giving back to the youth or feeding the homeless. I fed the homeless back in the day, but I do so more now, seeing, you know, what he does kind of thing, and I do it on a constant basis. You know, it's kind of opened my eyes to just different scenarios that, you know, people really need help out here. People really want to change, and so that's why it awakened me in that kind of sense.
That's what I'm talking about. So, it's so many directions that I can go in right now. But in regards to your clients and people that you help, these different families, what challenges have you faced in them embracing maybe some of your philosophies or some of your practices and recommendations?
The biggest thing I would probably say is just patience, because whenever we're in I'm in a session with a client, and that hour is like their safe haven, so nothing really goes wrong then, where they may start off sluggish, but by the end of the workout, they're always feeling great and in a better mood. What happens outside of the session where life happens, and just staying in contact with them frequently, where I'm not even contacting them about the workout, like, how are you feeling? How's it going with the family? How is your child doing? I'm very in tune with what my clients are doing, and I remember pretty much all of our conversations. So if I remember that a client is going out of town to visit their daughter or something, I make sure when they get there, did you make it there safely? I make sure it's very personal, because it's way bigger than that fitness. It's like a family, like Family Dreams Fitness. It's an extended family. Once I train you, I have like a nickname for everybody mentally, where it's like, oh, that's like my uncle. Oh, that's like my cousin. This client, oh, that feels like my little brother. That feels like a cousin. So I keep it very close and personable. And when you do that, yes, there's off weeks and off days. There may be times where I don't see a client for a couple of months, but when I do see them, it's almost like we never lost time.
I find that too. Recently, I became a part of a financial services firm. PHP agency stands for People Helping People. And once you sit down with a family and you help customize a generational wealth plan, a legacy plan for a family, and you they like texting you, hey, barbecue, can you come by? Like, we want to make sure cousin so-and-so has the same thing that we have. Can you sit with them? And then once you bring value to a family or to a person, that's how word of mouth really serves us. So, and then that support. They just want that support. They want to be connected with someone that brings value and is going to hold them accountable. So I'm using this to segue a little bit for those of you that are listening, for those of you that are healthy. Health and wealth is everything to me, because they're hand in hand. Your health is your wealth. But what's the point in being healthy if you can't afford to live? So I'm challenging you guys out there to do some financial fitness, if you will, and tighten up in those areas and seek some professionals like myself and whoever you may know in your network, because now is the perfect time for us to really make a shift, for us to really do a quantum leap and not just be on the wagon or in this fad of, you know, I'm doing better, I'm not eating this, I'm doing that, but you really elevate to that jet stage where you can zoom and make those quantum leaps to the next level for future generations. Because I always hear people say, you know, support a black-owned business, support a minority business, and my comeback is we need to support those types of businesses and organizations to help them be here and sustain themselves for the next 100 years, minimum, next 100 years. So that takes the angle of dealing with health. That takes the understanding of knowing how to reprogram your DNA, dropping off those old codes through losing weight and sweating and just detoxifying and understanding that, knowing how to position your money, commanding your money, manifesting money, putting money where it needs to be, telling money what to do. You understand what I'm saying? And I hope I'm resonating with the listeners because this is it. You know, there's somebody gave the example at a workshop the other day about the man who was drowning. It was a flood coming, and he, you know, a boat came by and said, "Hey, man, come on." He was like, "Nah, God gonna save me." Long story short, he did that 3 times, got to heaven or whatever, and was like, "God, why you ain't hold me down?" He was like, "I did. I sent you everything." So in this moment, we're saying you have so much at your fingertips. You have Family Dreams Fitness. You have Good News Schools. You have One Voice Community Coalition. You got Pink Heart Inc. You have this. You have that. And for those starving artists that are listening out there, do the chalk outline on that poet or whoever that artist is, because nowadays your creative, your divine creative energy was given to you to serve you, all right? So you shouldn't be broke. Get that mentality. Get it out. Get it out of the way, all right? And so it's so many things. Like, we have access to everything we need to transform. So if we're in a state that we're unhappy with, it's because of the decisions that we made. And we have to be open with ourselves and be ready to be serious about it and have a sense of gratitude and moving forward. So I'm going to put you on the spot, you and the caller, you and your homeboy. I'm going to put y'all on the spot. Mm-hmm. So I know you guys have you know, you got your music going on the website. You got your stone. You got the food, so on and so forth. I want you to give us something on the spot, kind of like a rundown in regards to Down South. What would be the stone for Down South? What would be, you know, a song for Down South? What would be, you know, recommended dish, healthy dish for Down South, since you on the ilovedownsouth.com online talk radio show? All right?
I would, as far as meal, let's see. Ooh, you put me real on. Yeah. I would say stay away from rice. So stay away from a lot of rice, a lot of bread. Drink a lot of water before you eat your meal so that you don't so you get full quicker, so your portions are smaller. As far as the gemstone, I would say tiger's eye. Tiger's eye is
okay.
Keeping you balanced. Keeping you balanced on the ground as far as you don't get too high. So when good things happen, you don't get too excited. When bad things happen, you don't get too negative. You just stay in the middle, kind of let it come and go. And back to the meal, stay away from soda. So whatever meals you're eating, everything is in moderation. So there are a lot of diets try to limit you from things. As long as you eat things in moderation, so it's all based on calories. So whatever you're eating, if you want to lose weight, you need to eat less of what you're eating. That's a great starting point. So if you're eating, take half of the plate of what you're eating normally and start there. And then once you start losing weight from that, then you start modifying from that point. There's more details to it, but that's a great starting point.
Okay. And the other brother, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Carter.
Carter, yeah, Carter. Any contributions to this down south vibe that we're giving out?
Oh, man, I see with the healthy food stuff, I mean, he pretty much hit on the money with that. I was going to add the, you know, fruits, too. You know, you got a whole bunch of tropical fruit stuff, mango, you know, all that. Eat a lot of fruit. You know, you get in a, you know, just pineapple, anything like that. You know, I know it has some sugar in it, but, you know, everything in moderation. And then, I'm sorry, what was another?
Food, I think I also said like artists, and I said stone, any gemstones.
I don't know too many. I personally don't know too many gemstones, but you know, music wise, you know that, you know, 305. You know, from old stuff like DJ. I'm sorry. I'm getting sick.
That's okay. Drink some alkaline water, brother.
I'm about to go take some medicine now. But stuff like Bald Greasy, like, you know, like just down south, like underground music. Not, you know, just listening to that gives you a strong vibe of down south, not just a. You know, mainstream stuff like DJ Khaled, Pitbull, you know, stuff like that. Like, you could get a real good feel of underground Miami artists down there, too, if you be on the lookout for that, too.
There's also, for artists, there's one emerging underground artist that's doing very well. He's also on the website. His name is Lotus Hill. He's very good. He's all about healthy and positive energy. He's extremely lyrical. Right now, the young adults, the kids, they're listening to a lot of this trap and drug influenced music. Lotus Hill, he's all about positivity, doing things the right way. He's educated, went to college, dropped out, but for his passion for music, and he's like really good. He's on the website, but that's one that I see as the next, I guess, the undiscovered star.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look, I'm on Instagram right now trying to get some info, and I can't find it. But down south has so much going on. First of all, like for me, in regards to the recipe for down south, I'm gonna go with two things. I'm gonna go with your conch salad, and of course,
hey.
I'm gonna go with the vegan version. Of the conch salad, the same thing, just how it is, but I don't need the conch. As far as the vibe, man, as far as the music, I'ma always go old school. If you listen to the show when the show first came on, I had the Barry White, like the dunk music that you hear playing. You understand? So like that'll be pumping. As far as drinks, I'll go with coconut water, maybe some soursop juice. And then as far as like collaborating, shout out to Planet Umoja, who out here doing meal prep, vegan meal prep, and bring your own vegan burger in the park, doing yoga in the park. What? And I got some more stuff that I don't remember, but as far as the stone, I'll go with pyrite. You know what I mean? They call it fool's gold, but nah, pyrite is a precious metal. You understand me? So I feel that way about down south. And there's so much more. Y'all have inspired me and got me all hyped up around here. and it's so much energy to do exactly what we want to do. In regards to an artist, man, I got to say a shout-out to Chat Skiat, Brother Chat, amazing artist from right here in Ghouls, okay? Like, what? And it's so much going on. Like, We've been looking at a spot right now in a primetime location, Casey, down here where we can do a mini pop-up shop, poetry stuff, all artists, all that kind of stuff outside, but real chic and Wynwood bougie-ish. You get me?
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
like all of that is so much going on. Like right now, Roman Lloyd, one of the hottest local photographers. Shouts out to Mike Smith,
Real
5. You know,
hey.
When Mike Smith got some, first of all, he's super talented, and his Trayvon Martin song needs to be played. You know, when you was in elementary school and you had PE and they would play the electric slide? How they playing the electric slide in PE at the schoolhouse? So they need to play the Trayvon Martin song at school, like, all the time. Like, whoever is a woke teacher, make sure you do that. His delivery, his content, the context, everything. He's so talented. So shouts out to Mike Smith. Man, I could go on and on. Oh, money lasts so long. So you know what I'm saying? I'm really excited about Down South Vibe. I'm excited about this mastermind connection that I've made with you, Mr. Casey. And I'm looking forward to figuring out how we can make this work, how we can move forward, how we can show these kids that they're not diamonds in the rough, all right, that they're already precious stones, that they're already an amethyst, that you know, their life decisions decide the facet that they have, and to show them how to look at themselves in the rough and feel beautiful about it, and show these parents and give these parents the support and tools that they need to raise healthy children. So I'm all about that. I'm going to be referring my clients definitely to you.
I appreciate that.
For those of you that are listening, I help do transformation. It's not only about your weight, but it's transformation, period. Transformation, period. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Elevated Transformation. If you need to get in contact with our guest, he's getting ready to leave you his information, but already know his website is linked in the show description. But, Casey, go ahead and take it away. Let people know how they can get in contact with you, how they can follow you, what they can do to support your business. I know you are a business, but I think we need to also get in the frequency of giving back to businesses. So how can people connect with you in that aspect?
On Instagram, you can follow me at Casey Render, KaseyRender. You can also follow the business and our journey at Family Dreams Fitness on Instagram. And then the website is FamilyDreamsFitness.com. And on there, if you just want to be these simple things, if you want to be healthy and positive, just go there once a day and it'll just give you that boost of energy that you need.
That's right. So listen, I have to shout out some more local people. I have to shout out Mr. Dream Music, a local writer and poet. So, like, in regards to that whole, you know, Down South Mastermind Synergy, they will definitely be a part of the lineup, as well as a shout-out to Mystic Joints and Verse Friday with Mr. David King Kane. Shout-out to B-Series, Bonaventure Series, a young brother doing his thing with his clothing line and just starting a whole brand. Man, like, it goes on and on. I can't understand how I last so long. Woo! Down South got superpowers. You last 2 million-something-something-thousand hours. Listen, it's like that. So the vibe has officially been elevated on the Down South tip. No longer do you have to go all the way, you know, to West Hill or wherever, you know, to get that vibe. So I want you to know that, Down South, we love you. We appreciate you. And we want to see you here on the show. Bring your behind on the show. Tell us what you got going on. Let's figure out how we can collaborate. And let's do it. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. We all the way up.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know what that was, but let's go ahead and get ready to close out. So peace and blessings to everyone. Thank you guys for calling in. Thank you so much to this wonderful Family Dreams Fitness LLC. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Guys,
thank
we'll
you
see you here
me.
Same time. Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, wait, let me pause real quick because, you know, some pause is due right now. I want to thank you so much. I wish your business prosperity, and I look forward to hearing great things about what you're doing. And I look forward to us, you know, people say game recognize game, gyms recognize gyms, and woke recognize woke. So I feel that we're charged to figure out how we can work together. Because that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. And for those of you that are listening, I can't end the show without saying it's time for us to make a change, and we need to eliminate fear in all aspects. We need to eliminate fear when it comes to different areas of our lives. And I want to encourage you guys that are listening. I feel like I'm giving a thing at the end of the church, the benediction. I feel like that's what I'm doing right now. So listen. So go ahead and get them collection plates, because I need you guys to have a new sense of gratitude as you enter into the new week, about what's bigger than beef, about what's most important to you. I need you to take a self-inventory and just look at what are you doing, and what is it saying, and what does it mean, and what do you want? And on that note, I'm also going to encourage you guys to connect with me, because I am doing these free financial family workshops. I want to help families from household to household, or get groups of people together so that we can customize your generational wealth plan, your legacy plan, your legacy love letter. You know, if you really care about yourself and your loved ones, you got to start taking some things a little bit more seriously. All right. So I'm gonna turn back up my phone number. Please call me, contact me. My phone number is 786-972-8695. All right. You can find me at Goose Park or Triangle Park, anywhere in between. So I want you guys to have a phenomenal down south week. All right. That means be safe, have fun, spread the love, and don't take things so personal. Keep it light, all right? Peace and blessings, everyone. We look forward to having you on the show or being back very soon, Mr. Casey. And to everyone else, make sure you're in the same place, same time next week. Peace and blessings. We out of here. This is Miss Latoya Bird, a.k.a. Miss Controversy Bird on the line. Peace out, people.
Hey.
You ain't slow dancing, Junior.